Right, this is Gospel for Grampian indeed, very much live radio, and I do apologise for the editing of the Brian's Good News, which didn't go quite according to plan, but anyway, Brian, I have to say, will be coming in next week, and he will be doing, as we said, the one news story, and he'll be live next week. Now, we come on to our second community element, and this is about Marie Curie and the Great Daffodil Appeal. So how can they help? What do they do? They have, for example, on their website, a list of definitions. For example, they provide palliative care and end-of-life care. And their definitions, what is palliative care? Well, that is a treatment and a support for people with life-limiting illnesses and their families and friends. It's sometimes called supportive care. The aim of palliative care is to help you to have a good quality of life, including being as well and as active as possible in the time that you have left. It can involve managing physical symptoms such as pain, emotional, spiritual and psychological support, social care, including help with things like washing, dressing or eating, and support for your family and friends. End-of-life care involves treatment, care, support of people who are nearing the end of their lives and is an important part of palliative care. It's for people who are thought to be in the last year of life, but this time frame can be difficult to predict, and some people might only receive end-of-life care in the last weeks or days. So if you find yourself or know of someone who's in that position, you can speak to your GP or another healthcare professional about how palliative or end-of-care life care might help you and how you can access it. Who provides palliative care? Well, professionals involved in your care depend on what sort of care and support you actually need. So the general care professionals, GP, community nurses, social workers, care workers and spiritual care professionals. They should be involved as early as possible. But there's also specialist care professionals who are experts in providing palliative care and will have training and experience in this area. They might be involved with managing more complex care problems. They usually work in teams to provide joined-up care. And you might see more specialists if you've been referred to them. The palliative care doctors, nurse specialists, counsellors, and specialist health care professionals, such as physiotherapists, occupational therapists, dietitians, and social workers. So how can the Marie Curie actually help? If you've been recently diagnosed, or anyone you know has been recently diagnosed, you might have a lot of questions, such as how to talk to your family about the diagnosis, or where you can get care and support. And Marie Curie are there to help you to answer questions so you make the most of the time you have left. So there's a number of different ways that they provide palliative care and how to go about helping people, helping yourself, but there's also helping, caring for someone with terminal illness. Caring for a friend or family member with a terminal illness can be both rewarding and challenging. There's information on the mariecurie.org.uk website which can help you know what to expect from day-to-day caring to looking after your needs. There's a lot of help there which is available on the website, including when someone dies, benefits and finances. You can order free booklets. If you're needing to get, for example, a Marie Curie nurse, then you should contact your district nurse or GP. Your district nurse is responsible for coordinating your care at home. If you're not sure who your district nurse is, your GP surgery will be able to tell you who they are and how to contact them. Now, there's a question on here, why can't I book a nurse directly through Marie Curie? That's because they work in partnership with NHS and nurses form just part of the overall care to make sure that all the different types of care and support you receive are working well together. It's helpful for them to be coordinated through your district nurse. So there is that available. You can actually get a lot of help from them, or indeed, if you're thinking, I do have some time available and I would like to help, you can get involved through fundraising, through the Great Daffodil Appeal, through running UK treks and walks, cycling, overseas challenges, swimathons. You can donate directly or you can volunteer. And there's a whole range of questions that you can click directly from mariecurie.org.uk website, and that will help you to know how you can actually help. In fact, there's two actual columns. You can fundraise with your way with your club through the Marie Curie shops, join a campaign, share your story as well, how you're fundraising, or indeed if you're fundraising for a particular person or in memory of a particular person, again, that will really help matters immediately for Marie Curie. So this is one charity that is out there working to provide palliative care, and they do a great job. If you'd like to find out more, go to mariecurie.org.uk website and you will be able to find out how to help them, how to get involved, or indeed how to be helped by them, whether through going through to a hospice or indeed probably much better having a nurses coming to your home. And bear in mind, yes, do any booking of nurses through your district nurse, your GP surgery, and they will be able to help you and refer you on. This is Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. And now here on Gospel for Grampian, just to let you know about what's up and coming this weekend, you can hear tonight at 7 p.m. there's the Power Hour, and you'll be able to hear the Power Hour from last Friday, which is a really good Power Hour. Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. Some great weekend programs, including this program going out again, 12 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. There's the Gospel Cafe Show. The Gospel Cafe Show goes out on Saturday evening between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. This program between the community elements at 12 p.m. This is Gospel for Grampian. And on Monday, if you're listening, then you'll be able to hear the Gospel Cafe Show being broadcast live and hopefully back with Rachel Mackay. She'll be back into the studio again and we'll be able to do a joint event, joint program live. We're going to be playing some great music for you and starting off with Danny Anthill and Heavenly Father, I Appreciate You. It's medley number 5. So we wish you a very great weekend and we'll be back next week at the same time. And hopefully some more great good news stories, or one great good news story from Brian, who will be live here in the studio.